shortages can be solved very quickly, and we've had that experience. I've watched states put in place a package of reforms that eliminated shortages within 3 years and put those states into a surplus situation. But you have to actually be purposeful and focused if you're going to make a difference in what is right now a slippery slope toward more and more people coming in without the training that they need, creating a high turnover situation that at the end of the day undermines both teachers and students.
I'm curious whether or not you've seen any states where they've been able to turn it around and what they've done to do that.
Yeah, there are some states that are really beginning to turn around the teacher shortage, and a number of them are raising teacher salaries. We've seen big salary increases in Washington State, in South Dakota, and other states. A large number of states are putting in place service scholarships or forgivable loans for people to train to become teachers. The debt load to become a teacher is pretty extensive. So if you can get rid of people's debt, it's actually like raising the salary. And if you say to people, if you will teach, we'll pay for your education, and tie that to service in the places where teachers are needed, turns out you can really make a big dent in the teacher shortage that way. And I would say there are about 20 states that have put those kinds of programs in place.
One thing that I picked up on from the folks that I've talked to, they feel as though the profession just isn't as respected as it once was.
I think there is a real concern about the respect given to the teaching profession. We've been through a decade where kind of politically there was a lot of teacher bashing as more and more childhood poverty, homelessness, lack of health care, food insecurity has grown, and the context of teaching have become more challenging. Teachers have often been blamed for the failure of the society to support children and to support schools generally. We've had large budget cuts for schools, and rather than really investing in children and schools, we've had a period of time where many politicians have blamed teachers for all of the ills of society that they are also subject to.
What would be the advice that you would give to lawmakers and community leaders in Illinois who expressed concern about reversing our current shortage?
The first thing I would say is communicate the value of teachers and make good on that communication by saying, if you will teach, particularly in our high-need subjects and our high-need locations, we will pay for your education, and you'll pay us back with service and teaching. And I guarantee you that a well-funded program like that will make a very big dent in shortages in a very short period of time. In addition, to keep people, you need to gradually raise salaries and equalize them so that people are earning close to what other college graduates are making. You've got to be sure that they're getting good coaching and mentoring in the classroom when they get in there, and then given opportunities to continue to learn and to get better at what they do, because that will bring them the rewards of children who are learning and the satisfaction that they came into the profession for in the first place.